Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
Rick, West,
West, don't scandalize mine.
On a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
Lord G. Jamming out to the
king. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the drop, for the drop. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the drop, for the drop. Two for the bass. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. I wake up in the morning. Gotta hit that thing. Gotta hit that thing. This is where I wanna be. With Mary Jane.
Yeah.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop.
Go to the West Coast. To the mountain.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, man. Monday. Hey, if you're online, give us a call. 323-642-5257. I'm on there with DJ L. Love and What the Business Is. Hello. Y'all there?
Oh, shit, my bad.
Hey, yo.
I had myself in the corner.
Put yourself in the corner.
Yeah, because I was walking back from the pharmacy, child. They done tried to break me tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Hell yeah, it costs too much to be sick. Fuck this.
Yeah, some motherfucker. What you had to go get? Like some, you got a prescription or something?
Yeah. What do you call it? Anti-convulsant?
Ooh, I don't know what that is, but shit, it sounds dangerous.
Seizure medicine.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was telling you I can't even drink no more. And I don't even drink enough for it. I'm like, shit, I don't even drink like that. This some bullshit.
I hear you. Man, there's some bullshit going on around here, boy. This goddamn weather is so bullshit.
Well, it was like now. It was 80 degrees here today.
God bless it. Yeah, shit. It was pretty cold here today.
What's the temperature?
Well, the high was only like 57.
Let's see what we got. We gonna be, oh, yeah, it was 83 degrees today. Can you believe that shit?
Wow.
Yeah, everybody else cold weather turned hot. But the last time it blew up from the other way. And they was tripping because don't no cold air be coming out the Gulf like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to be even colder tomorrow because, hell, they talking about snow. Shit. Yeah.
I ain't got time for that shit. I'm glad we finally made it back to it feeling like Houston. I'm walking out here, I ain't got no jacket on. It's been a long
right
time since I went outside without no jacket.
Yeah.
That's the tea.
Okay, we got a little breeze and everything.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make sure I give everybody fair warning. Because the wind is blowing like a hurricane around this motherfucker. So, you push your shut off. It ain't my fault.
Nah, it was windy here too earlier. But it was a hot ass air. We going back to the 50s eventually.
Oh, this is cold, motherfucking crazy air going around up here. I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like the roof about to come up off this biatch.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. The other day it got cold for that one day, and the power started flickering on and off.
That's what it's been doing here all day. They've been doing that shit all day long.
I got a little small generator because I wanted to see how it worked because of all the stuff we went through last year. But from the way that would work, I know when I get a bigger spot or even more money, I'll definitely get a bigger one so it can stay on for longer.
Mm-hmm.
That way, because you could charge your phones with it. I got a rechargeable fan that'll go for a long time when it's unplugged. And you can charge it with that machine, with the generator. So I've been experimenting because they had me fucked up last year. The only thing I couldn't find was a portable heater like that that'll charge up and still work when it's unplugged.
We got Foxy in the building.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Foxy.
The game is on. All right. My brother cold, but I'm getting over it.
You said what?
I said I'm cold, but I'm getting over it.
Did you warm me up a little bit tonight?
What'd you say,
Hill? It was warm all
of us today. Trying to see if I can shoot a little bit of that fire with you for me, you heard me? Knock some of this
usually, nigga, this time of year, nigga, you be hot. You be having on the goddamn AC type of shit.
As I do right now.
I couldn't be at your
motherfucking house. I saved my motherfucking money today. I turned the heater and the air off and let that breeze blow through this bitch.
Yeah. I did that
earlier,
too.
Well, I know I can't.
No, check this out. Like the pictures that I took, like, over the years, like, it kind of, it still, like, plugged in with my email. And I had got a pop-up of a picture that I took from last year at around this same time when it was, like, hella snow. I mean, snow that was, like, high as fuck. And I'm looking like, damn, okay, here it is this year.
A picture popped up of my dog in a hoodie. Because I had put him in a hoodie last year. Even my dog was shaking.
Wow.
I need to go and get my damn dog and put her in the house.
Man, I was mad as hell. I'm like, my husband got sick of hell. Even my motherfucking dog cold. Y'all got to fix this shit. They had me fucked up last year. I was mad.
Was that the time last year when all that snow and everybody's power was going out and all that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That don't seem like it was a year ago. I guess
That was last year.
Wow.
Because I remember shit. I was trying to walk in that shit, trying to go to the store to get me a damn beer. I can't tell if I was on the damn sidewalk or on the road.
Yeah. That's what they talking about. They talking about some snow up here. Well, they didn't say it was going to snow really. They just said it was going to get down at 2,000 feet. We like at 2,500. So if we get any kind of rain, there's going to be some snow somewhere around this joint.
I ain't got time for it.
Shit. I don't know. It's cool. As long as I got everything I need, I ain't got to go out in the shit. That's the only thing. I don't mind it. Because it don't do it that often. But when it do, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, I remember one time it just got too outrageous to where, you know, motherfuckers couldn't drive nowhere. And since it don't snow a lot, you know, because they don't have the little snow plow things or nothing like that. So that shit was all bad. I tried to walk to the store and that shit. I was like, oh, Lord. What'd you say?
I said, did you not hear what I just said a while ago? That's what I did. Went to the damn, trying to go to the damn store to get me a damn beer.
Mm-hmm. Trying to walk in the store. Yeah, I remember. I think that was 2017. I was pouring the water on the windshield, trying to throw it out, and the block was getting bigger. I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold that the car wouldn't warm up and the heater wouldn't come on. It took me like 45 minutes to warm up the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it don't happen. It don't happen often out here, you know, as far as snow, but when it do, didn't I tell y'all the other day that JoJo was out here and he almost got caught in that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That was some bullshit.
Well, I'm glad you made it on, because I told him, I said, well, go sleep in the studio. I'll go get you some cover, nigga. Because that's the thing about up here, see. We got this thing called a Cajon Pass. If you live below the Cajon Pass, on top of Cajon Pass, you won't be able to get down or you won't be able to get up.
But you know what, Slash? Really? That's that global warming. Like, 100%.
Huh?
I said
100%.
That's what we
do.
Most
of the time. That nigga said this car was sliding around and shit. Hell no. I ain't fucking with it. Yeah, that shit's crazy. So, like I said, you go, if you're down there and you trying to get home, sometimes you can't make it home. If you up here trying to go down, you ain't gonna make it home. A lot of times.
Damn.
Yeah, because that really get fucked up because not only that, you know, if they got like fires and shit, they be having like fires right there. If they got fire going on right there, you still can't get home or you can't get back up here.
Hey, you know, ever since that little freeze or whatever that we had, where, you know, the lights was off all that time, ever since then, the pipes burst in this building. All of them. But I was getting burst because I was seeing, always had a little leak, right? All of them. Bathroom, kitchen, and the tub, too. But this the thing. When they fixed it, they never came up here like we asked them to. So now, when the water pressure gets too tight, I guess in the whole building, our sink come on. And it make a noise like a train or something like a... And I be hearing it in other people's houses too, but it's happening in our house the most. But like, it could be just the middle of the night, and the water just start running.
Mm-hmm. Well, they tell you, you know, if it's like cold like that, you're supposed to let the water run a little bit. You know. I know they ain't got nothing automatic to make that motherfucker work like that, but, you know, a lot of times, if you got frozen, if your pipes start freezing, they want you to cut the water on and let it run for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We ain't really had to go through that yet. You know, but.
Well, move to Texas.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
That's one thing my grandmother
always
told me. When it get cold like that, yeah, just turn that up faucet on just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it burn. So them pipes will burst.
For sure.
The only thing, though, that I really can't be mad at for real, I'm not gonna lie, man. My plant looked like the shit. from all that cold ass weather, like certain things or whatever, like the cabbages and all that kind of shit, that shit is standing up straight. Like, it likes the cold weather. And everything else, everything that was on the vine, that shit been dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta, because see, you know, certain plants and certain, all of that type of stuff, they grow in certain different weathers, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to grow some weed outside right now, that's your ass.
Yeah,
no. You know. Anyway,
you can grow that. So I'm going to grow a tomato plant this year. I'm going
to
try to.
If you start them at a good time, you know what I mean? You know, like my country singer, he always say, well, if you're going to grow some weed and you're going to grow some maters, he say,
mm-hmm.
you got to wait till the full moon. Then you plant them in the full moon. They come out better. I was like, all right.
What the hell is this?
I couldn't argue with him. That motherfucker had
fool me.
That motherfucker,
you didn't even know what the hell he was talking about.
I didn't know, but
you
see, what he did.
You probably too, though. That's true.
But what he did was he started growing his weed during a full moon, and in no time, the motherfucker was damn near taller than the house.
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's a fucking myth. It's going to grow the way it's going to grow. I ain't got nothing to do with no motherfucking fool. No,
man,
none of that.
Old country white man shit.
I just said,
okay.
Somebody else. No. It's something else. I forgot
that's
what they call
it. Like sweeping your feet with a broom.
But when you pick them up, like when you're supposed to harvest, it's actually a harvest moon. It's a full moon. And that's how, you know how Native Americans used to do it. Because it wasn't no calendars and shit like that. So they used to do it by the moon. So that is true. But if you kind of, basically, it's going to be the same schedule that you grow on now. 2 or 3 months. Certain plants should be
what
done.
It is. But see, this is what people don't understand too. This. When it comes to different strains, some takes up to 90 days. Some can take 52 days. It depends on the strain you got or what OG.
That's just like
the best way to do it is... Fang. You want some fat. You want some smoker seeds. You want some seeds. And whether it was like they ate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to make sure you squeeze them.
I knew this nigga. I was going to get this nigga talking like a motherfucker. Motherfucker say something about weed. I'm going to be like, hey, hold on. Let me jump up
man,
in
when here. They pass the law, I'm going to be on the video phone. JoJo like, hey, all right, what I do next?
Nah, it shouldn't be too much longer. Everybody's starting to legalize it. They know shit, them motherfuckers want to make some money off of it, too. And half of the motherfuckers is up there smoking anyway. Goddamn, all them politicians, they probably getting high right now, shit.
Well, a lot of them is keeping their parents alive with the dementia and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the pain low.
We getting ready to jump into a couple of these cuts. We'll be right back. If y'all online, give us a call. 323-342-6397. U.S. Radio, let's go.
Imagine if we could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfucker.
Excuse me. We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Now let's agree on strategy and pick our enemy vibe. Instead accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Pardon, not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must have banished it. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to take me to roll. Commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent to shatter. Black silent style talks I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rise. Picture a life where black babies can survive bad vibes, but we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solutions with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back. know. Ghetto born, black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Come on!
Not guilty on the grounds of insanity. It was them or me, busting in my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where's the Quaaludes?
Quaaludes, what you say, fool?
Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his bat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal. They told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bitch. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Alright, Storm, motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not, so let's do this shit like,
Holler my name, nigga, you riding and scream. I be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. Is it the brothers or the sisters? I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas business? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming, bitches.
Joke. And I put that on my mama low.
Another one.
Hey,
with the game, tell the nigga don't play.
I never slap box, I never told mama jokes. And I can put that on my mama low.
Being with the business, your city up in the house. Sitting on your couch with a titty up in my mouth. 40 on my waist with an ace finna blaze it out. Graduated from the haters, amazing I made it out. I eat shit and sleep the street shit. No secret, fuck all that discreet shit. Two street, two piece with the blue steel. God bless the nigga with the truest of the true skill. Zero fuck by how a nigga feel about. Real life thriller on an 8-yard wiggle route. Monster Blazer Hall of Fame of all the skills with ill all city behavior. I pitch Penny squabbled up in the locker room. Black Louis vest with an 82 block to do. Don't let the glasses fool you. I will teach you the ropes. Let a bastard fool you.
Why is this nigga even looking my way? He with the gang, tell the nigga don't play. I never slap box, I never told mama jokes. And I put that on my mama low.
Why is this nigga even looking my way? He with the gang, tell the nigga don't play.
I never slap box, I never told mama jokes. And I can put that on my mama low.
The curves love me, I serve so ugly. No fuckery, I hear them jump free. I'm the one your mama daddy tried to tell you about. My nickname is Wings, cause I come through and heard it. I purple ball flow, put you out your misery. Anthem, killer enemy, 10-yard penalty. Guards, grill, Sean, be up in the house. About to show them what the nobody's about. Lex Luthor, the Legion of Doom. You better watch how you speak when it's a heat in the room. No time for the combo, I'm straight to work. I make this work, I rip up in your favorite shirt. Make it hurt, worse than a visit to the dentist. They try to spit a verse, but they don't never get the finish. You just smoke some loud, I know you can smell a remnant. Back at your door, we back with a bench.
Why is this nigga even looking my way? We with the gang, tell the nigga don't play. I never slap box, I never told mama jokes. And I put that on my mama low.
Why is this nigga even looking my way? We with the gang, tell the nigga don't play.
I never slap box, I never told mama jokes. And I can put that on my mama low.
It never meant nada. Bunny cool in her boy shorts and her bloody shoes. Titties out, boy, tooth chain in a view. Old Mercedes, baby Benz with the business. Cultivate up about 80 with the quickness. No rims, grown man, presidential shit. No tint, fish tank, paint straight jellyfish. The big homie on that overweight lover shit. Heavy D and the D on some other shit. The big daddy with the cane making major moves. Pitch birds out here stealing bases by the tooth. Rich mind, low pockets, hella dangerous. We drawing straight lines, niggas get your angles up. We been did a lot of shit, niggas is making up. And you 100 if you eating off the plate.
When I hit a home, it is deep, homie. And I ain't never really been one to preach, homie. I'm only trying to touch the ones I can reach, homie. But it wouldn't feel right if I didn't speak on it. So I'ma speak on it, speak on it, speak on it. Speak on it, homie, I'ma speak on it. Speak on it, speak on it, I'ma speak on it.
I am a product of a rider for sure. A Golden State Warrior surviving the war. Still a steal from the rich to provide for the poor. My mama was a Crip with a twist of Asada Shakur. Revolutionary gangster mature. Never hesitant to shoot cause the grip is secure. Elevation of my mind saturated with crime. Deprivation of my kind aggravated and blind. Shadow boxing the grim reaping the benefits. Straight slug shatter your shin bones and ligaments.
fake thugs kill me with that real nigga shit. More money you make, the less you act militant. They pillaging our village, killing us, it is a privilege. The lieutenant tell a trooper, shoot at us with diligence. It ain't no justice, it's just us. Each one teach one, one love amongst us.
When it really hit home, it get deep, homie. And I ain't never really been one to preach, homie. I'm only trying to touch the ones I can reach, homie. But it wouldn't feel right if I didn't speak on it. So I'ma speak on it, speak on it, speak on it, speak on it, homie. I'ma speak on it, speak on it, speak on it, I'ma speak on it.
When it really hits home, it get deep, homie. And I ain't never really been one to preach, homie.
Too old to be rapping, that's truly absurd. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh, we, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loke. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
You are now, not now.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl, Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga, JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh.
True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. After the hour. Online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let all my folks back in there. We got Foxy, DJ Have Love. It is. Oh, there she goes. motherfucking JoJo Loco, Bev Ali, and the Teddy the Riddler Soldier. What the business is here? Gee, not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. Rest of the cold chicken wine.
Yeah, where you been at, Kashoggi?
Hmm?
Okay, where you been at?
What's the mean? Thought I'm on early tonight.
I know, I missed the show last week. I don't get it, see. Ain't nobody called and tell me shit. Ain't nobody see me a message.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, shit.
I apologize. I know I didn't send a
message. You motherfuckers, boy. Motherfuckers out of here, boy. I don't know what. Everybody getting robbed around this motherfucker. God damn.
You know, you remember Miss
Fine? Huh?
I said you remember Miss Fine is lying, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of her neighbors got robbed. They tried to rob her neighbors last night. I thought it was her. I was about to go down there early in the morning.
Oh, is that right? What they do, break their house? They try to get them outside.
They was trying to kick though the neighbors, but everybody else started coming out with their heat.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's crazy. These motherfuckers, niggas is getting reckless around this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got cameras around this motherfucker.
But she said they tried to spray paint the people a ring door camera.
I'm glad I got cameras. I see them motherfuckers coming.
Yeah, if you spray paint a ring door, it ain't gonna help you. It already seen you.
So now if you run up there with that mask on and hit it.
Man, motherfucker, something. If I see a nigga running up in a mask, nigga, and it look like they got burners, nigga, if it's just a homie playing, he gonna get shot. I'm gonna shoot right through the door.
I'm saying if you spray the ring door, the ring door camera.
Mm-hmm.
You hit that first before you, as soon as you come, it's gonna go black. And you already know what time it is, though. If you see it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. In more apartments, they got cameras at the front gate. They got cameras in front of the office because you stay close to the office. And all the neighbors around, they got cameras, too. So they don't see them. That's why I said, you got up to the window, you already too close.
But I mean, I wouldn't want to go in that apartment.
9 times out of 10,
anyway.
It's somebody that lives in the apartment.
I gotta be able to hit the gate. My apartment's too deep. I can't be hitting all those speed bumps trying to get out and secure the gate. See, we gotta cut a hole in the gate. Do what you gotta do and run through the gate, jump in the ride on the other side. Fuck that. I gotta drive past the apartment, hit all the speed bumps, and go out and secure the gate. Down, hell no.
You know that was somebody crashed, dummy. Somebody fit them to do that. Nobody who know what they doing wouldn't do it like that. And then they waited and got to the car, and they got in the car and let off the shot. And so they shot back.
Yeah, motherfuckers is getting brave around this motherfucker, boy, I tell you. Ah,
hey,
boy.
Hey, you ain't gotta get brave. You gotta get on some of that water.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs turn you to a whole new monster.
That's true though.
Yeah, the motherfuckers get on that water if they want to. I'll be sitting right here looking at them. I ain't got a ring camera. I got a camera all over this bitch. Yeah. Well, see, that's why really I don't really deal with too many people up this way. You know what I mean? It's only a couple of motherfuckers who I've been knowing for a while I fucks with, but just fucking with some random motherfuckers, I don't even do that.
Exactly. One thing about it, you know, niggas, you know, you fucking with studio equipment, niggas, we're running your shit.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers tread their motherfucking life.
Only people who think they're your friends can try to run up in your house most of the time. Then you see who you think your friends do that type of thing too.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you get motherfuckers that be hating like a motherfucker, and they decide they want to, hey, man, I know there's a studio over there, man. Y'all can go up in there.
You know, them youngsters will try some shit. Them youngsters, one thing about them youngsters gonna try some shit. I don't blame them, though. When I was young, I tried a whole lot of shit I wouldn't try right now.
The difference is that when I was young, and I wasn't even young that long ago, nobody told me not to do it. Everybody told me stories of the dumbass shit that they did. And luckily, I was like, that's a dumbass motherfucker. I don't want no parts of that. But a lot of people, they take them stories and they draw inspiration.
Yeah, they better not pump nobody up around this motherfucker. But yeah, they doing that shit. This motherfucker, he done, the lady was just walking down the street. He walked up and put an arm around her and put the gun to her side.
Real player like,
I was like, well, goddamn, for real?
Real player, like, you know, you are right.
Didn't he rob her and rape her or something like that in somebody's yard?
Nah, you know what? She fuck around and broke. That nigga didn't shoot though. You know what I'm saying? He got away from her. And she broke like a motherfucker. She hit the gate on his motherfucking ass. But see, that's the thing. And it was in broad daylight. But the twist is,
motherfucker. Fuck you, they want you bad enough, they don't give a fuck, where is it?
But see, the twist
see that's
is,
that water that be making people do shit in daylight and on camera.
But look though, the whole thing about it is, motherfuckers be doing shit, but they don't realize that cameras is everywhere now. This ain't like
nigga,
motherfucking
80s and 90s. Realize, they just don't care, bruh. Some people think they invisible and think they ain't gonna get no time. They can't see me. They really can't see me. I'm going to get away with
it. A lot of people ain't really tapped in either, Cuphead. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, like in my city, you can't use the red light camera to give people tickets because it's been proven that it's a default in that. Many times, people got tickets they didn't deserve, and a lot of people won cases against the city for that. But that don't mean that they turned them off. The cameras are still there. They monitoring the neighborhood with that shit. And niggas don't realize it.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. They just don't. They don't realize things ain't like they used to be. Things have progressed so much. Somebody's always watching your ass.
There's cameras everywhere. Everybody got a goddamn cell phone. A lot of people got those Ring cameras. A whole lot of motherfuckers got surveillance cameras. But motherfuckers still try to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, technology done came up like a motherfucker. Like I said, nigga, this ain't the 80s and the 90s. Motherfuckers got cameras all over the goddamn place. It ain't just that, nigga. You can just look out your window and see some fucked up shit going on and point your camera right at it.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
It's don't,
bro,
some
camera.
People give up on living, man. They just give up. You see, some people just don't care. You know, what are they going to do to give me if I give up on life? You got to be ready for that shit, too, though.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But see, niggas, everybody is out there after what somebody else got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like nigga, views of a big-time drug dealer or even a motherfucking weed seller or something like that. Motherfucker feel like, oh, that nigga got some money and he got some weed up in that motherfucker. Oh, we gonna have to run up in there. You know what I'm saying? So they sit up there and they plot. They do their little plotting and shit to see how they could do it. You know what I'm saying? Watch you and shit like that and try to catch you at a vulnerable time. I'd be like, boy, Boy. That's what they doing though, man.
If you take that much goddamn energy to be a opportunist and try to plot on somebody, like nigga, really you might as well just need to just kill yourself because it don't make no damn sense.
Well, see, you know, it ain't nothing like everybody. It's almost like nigga, everybody trying to get a quick buck. You know what I'm saying? So they don't give a damn. They just trying
you
to get a quick dollar.
Niggas behave so much. How do you think you gonna come up and the first thing on your mind when you see another nigga come up is to go take their kid? Or you gotta find a way to fuck over there. How you feel like you gonna ever come up on that?
Well, me as a young motherfucker, you know, I did my share of things, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do none of that shit today.
But you wouldn't, yeah, I'm saying you wouldn't invite nobody else to do it.
Oh, hell no. You know, back in the 80s and all that shit, boy, it was going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was hearing a whole lot of, what y'all, that ain't shit. I would do it like this tonight, and if I was doing it, I would do it like this. And I'm like, why would you just tell them not to do it at all? Why would you tell them how you would do it? Like, that's stupid.
Well, you
hey,
know.
Man. Hey, one thing about it, man. Everybody had to have a young and grown to be old. You know what I'm saying? Man, it is what it is. Got to come through life, man. But, I know Scratch was just a bad kid, so, you know, he can have all that shit. I don't want to talk about none of that little young, dumb shit I did. And I ain't think it was right, and I ain't get caught for it. So, cool. I ain't going to do it again.
So Scratch was a bad kid, but you wasn't.
Yeah, Scratch was a bad kid. I wouldn't. All that shit we were doing. I was so good. I should have went to private school.
Nigga, you'd be worse. Nigga.
Well, I tried to go.
Hey,
to
you know
private
what?
School and got
huh?
They called me the devil.
You'd have to be worse like a motherfucker.
Hey, I
did go to private school. I got kicked out
because
I stabbed the white boy 3 times.
Oh,
damn.
Nah. I ain't
going to
private school.
Then I got kicked out of public school. Then I got kicked out of public school because I was beating up all the
books. Nigga, I already got kicked out of one school. It was the first day of school when I pushed the nigga down the stairs.
Yeah, I got put out the end of my 7th grade year. They put me out because I was fighting. And then the vice principal told me to come back next year. Because, you know what I'm saying, we have about 2 weeks left. And I say, what about my grades? He say, shit, I already checked them. He said, come back next year with a better attitude. I was like, dang, ain't this fucked up?
That's
the
bullshit.
It was the very first day of 7th grade. Very first day of the 7th grade.
Nah, but see, I got kicked out of the school district when I was in 3rd grade. Went to private school, got kicked out of that motherfucker. So I was like, well, shit, I'm shit out of luck now. I had to go to a whole different district.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
like it was, I didn't take shit from no one.
Well, I didn't want to go to the school I went to any motherfucking way, so it didn't matter to me. I was actually trying to get up out of there, but this motherfucker was with that bullshit. I pushed his ass down the stairs. The motherfucker said, nope, you can't go here. I'm like, all right, whatever. That's when I went to Drew.
I ain't never get put out of school, but I left, though. So I left, and then the only thing about me leaving, people used to try to talk about me and try to chop me up. First of all, I was supposed to graduate in, 2004. When you graduate, May or June or whatever, but I got a GED in motherfucking in October. So I really finished before all of them niggas, so... And a GED is harder than the stuff that you take to get out of school. It's actually quite a bit harder.
Well, I ain't had no more really no school problems after that. One day I pushed dude down the stairs. I was cool. Everything was good. So I just did everything I was supposed to do. Because my mama was giving me some old crazy-ass threats. And I was like, I don't want to see none of those. So I was like, all right, I'll be good.
See, I don't know, man. My 10th grade year, I was just going to throw it. I was having fights like, fuck it, today, tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I had it like, this nigga was just like, I don't know, man. Man, I was just on a rampage, man. I was on a ramp. I ain't played no sports my sophomore year. It was just, I was just running the streets. It was just on with everything. Like, I don't know, but I know I lost my mind after that year.
Well, you know, it happens.
Shit.
It happens to a whole lot of people, man. If I call my boy B, because when we was in elementary, boy, it was terror. Like a motherfucker. Then me and my nigga Black, rest in peace. Well, y'all remember Black? Oh, man. Terror. But the thing about it was the motherfucker was so slick. Motherfuckers wasn't getting caught as much as the nigga was, you know, when I was younger. Because, shit, like I said, once my mama started threatening me and everybody else, you know, shit, you know, I was like, man, fuck that. I ain't, if I do something, I'm getting ready to be in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in the cut on their ass. They ain't even ready to get me caught up on no shit. So, but once again, you know, those things, like, those are the things that I had to try to instill in my kids, you know what I'm saying? You know, my mama used to always say, why is your kid so scared of you? I said, because I'm going to fuck their ass up if they go out there acting crazy.
They're going to turn around and be like you. That's what I used to worry about my daughter and them. You're going to go out there and try to be like, don't you try to go out there and be like me. That's why I think God didn't bless me with a son. I threw that nigga in the wall and went and got his ass. Like, nigga, you better not be out here doing that dumb shit I did. Mm-hmm. I could have been dead, nigga. I could have been dead and had a whole lot of time, nigga. See, I just got blessed, nigga.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know.
See, I'm a loner because the people who I was nice to, who I would hang around, they almost got me in a lot of stupid shit. A lot of times, I almost got in trouble because of shit that other people did. And I think that I didn't get in trouble or get harassed because ultimately, once you get to a court or something like that, it's going to make them look stupid to be fucking with somebody like me. It might even come with a lawsuit. So I always got let go. But I always be thinking about, what if I didn't get let go? What if I got blamed for the same shit that they was doing, even though I wasn't doing nothing? Even though I just walked up and said, hey.
But you know, when you're young, it's way easier for you to get influenced by people around you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you young and this motherfucker doing this, and you know what I'm saying, you feel like, oh shit, I could do that shit too. That's when niggas get caught up at right there.
So,
and then most of the time, those people, they wind up getting old and doing the same fucking thing. They be influenced by other motherfuckers doing the shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What? One thing, I wouldn't get in trouble for somebody. I'm not saying I wouldn't get in trouble for nobody else, but hell no. My dumb ass is the one out there participating. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can honestly say, hey, I got in trouble. Nigga, it's probably because I did some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was probably active in it. There was some time, you know, that I can say that I was around.
The same thing that them other cats was doing when you was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Even though you wasn't that motherfucking whore, you probably wasn't harder than the other niggas. But you can really go out there and try to do something like what they doing, and your ass
and
get
caught
one up.
Thing, one thing I know, in my Larry, I know the hardest niggas. I was one of them. That's why I can sit there and go point it out. I can tell them around that area, nigga, I was one of them. So nigga can't sit and tell me like, man, I was a hard. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. You wasn't out there with us, nigga. We was running the streets, nigga. We know the hardest niggas. We know all of them. You know what I'm saying? So, I know that. I'm going to say, I mean, I can say that from about where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about everybody can say,
you know
what I'm saying?
Pathetic. Ain't nobody, should nobody disrespect you and what you got to say. Because, you know, first 48, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never been on that. And you ain't never been a victim of that. So you got to be a hard nigga to make it around that. And you grow up in that area.
They be snitching real quick for the first 48. It was mukbang.
Oh, that should be funny as hell, boy. I be laughing like a motherfucker.
I was asleep and I woke up and I heard
a
gunshot.
They be at me laughing. They used to have, I don't even really watch that no more, but that shit used to be funny as hell.
Mm-hmm. One thing about these streets will put you under, man. I don't play with them. You know what I'm saying? These streets will put your ass under, and the whole hood will put your ass under. You the right nigga fucking with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these streets, and that just is, but they just, man, nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this shit ain't no game. You feel me? And now they knocking niggas' heads off. They knock your head off so quick, nigga. Now it's like, man, this shit they got crazy out here.
Yeah.
And then they let them. This is the crazy part. They let, you know, we just talking about this other. I ain't gonna say his name. You know what I'm saying? But just let a nigga out. Nigga say, man, this nigga got 20. He only did it by 4. Look how this nigga got out.
Wow.
I was like, this shit is, and this gonna be some interesting Dallas shit right here. Cause niggas like, oh, you know, the street politics and this shit gonna be like, damn, like Dallas, what y'all gonna do? This shit
if
about to raise the
away,
flag.
You know what's up. If he move away, you know what's up.
Yeah, but man, these niggas, man. That's what I'm saying. But see, if you're a real nigga, you gonna get back in these streets and get to playing them. But guess what? You can't play in these streets if you in violation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And if you go out there and think everybody bitches, and you the only nigga, you gotta realize, bro, if you still alive, you had some respect. You can't beat everybody, you can't kill everybody. The streets gave you a pass, nigga. Cause they fuck with you. If you still alive and you was out there running them streets. Cause them streets want you, nigga. They gonna take your ass under.
Oh yeah. Well, it just depends on, you know, what type of person you was. Cause you know, you got nickel slick niggas, then you got just stupid motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Most of the stupid motherfuckers be the ones getting caught up.
The funniest thing to me though, for real. Is because it's like I'm into like different cultures of hip hop and that sort of thing, and it seems like the worst places to live at, they got the best hip hop culture, like California for sure. But okay, Dallas, they got their own type of music. They dance a different way than everybody else, and so do Memphis. And the shit is just crazy in Memphis and Dallas.
I'm just saying, these niggas out here, you play bad, man. Them niggas will rat pack your ass, man. You fuck around, have about 20 niggas shoot at you at one time. Niggas don't give a fuck, nigga. Them, you gonna have to prove to a nigga them bullets don't pass through you, nigga. Them niggas will rat pack your ass.
They're gonna be in trouble now. That's what have me. You know, the world is different. Like, they don't care about themselves. They don't care about nobody.
Ain't nobody gonna tell when 10 niggas pull up on you and get to banging at your ass because you in violation. Ain't nobody telling. And then ain't nobody them 10 gonna tell because they all got bullets in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So niggas, you know, them niggas ain't playing, nigga. You in the street and you good, nigga. It's cause you good, nigga. It ain't cause you invincible, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It be killing me though on the first 48 when they was trying to go around and talk to suspect cousin and the baby mama and shit, and they be looking like, get the fuck off my porch.
Right, because you ain't realize. Let me tell you something, man. I was just telling niggas out here somebody about this. I say, bro, let me tell you. Dallas got niggas know one thing, bro. If you was out there doing something to them niggas, and I tell people, a lot of people in Dallas keep their ears to the street. Because they want to know. If you out there doing some shit, deserve it, nigga, back your ass up away from me, nigga. Now, the city will get up and ride for you if you right. But if you wrong, my nigga,
yeah, you
that's why niggas
look.
Yeah, that's why niggas got their ears to the street. Because they want to know, okay, nigga, if you out of line, nigga, we going to stand up and fight for you if you good. But if you wrong, nigga, man, you get away from us, bro.
And the thing about Houston, y'all, Houston has got so big and it grew outside of itself that they can't do nothing really for Houston. It's just luckily that it's a lot of decent people that live here. People that was raised the right way, you say, because they can't keep up with this shit. It's too big.
Man, you can't keep with that shit in none of these cities, man. Especially when, like, hey, it was like Mo3 said. Mo3 said, he said, man, in an interview, he said, you know, used to be one or two people got guns. See, now everybody in the group got guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where it was because, see, back in the days, if you had a gun, 9 times out of 10, you went and got your mama or your daddy gun, and you, while they was at work, and you out there flossing that motherfucker. 9 times out of 10, you wasn't going to shoot no goddamn body. You just got it so you could floss, you know what I mean? So now it's like, shit, motherfucker, everybody got a goddamn burner some kind of way, you know what I mean? Even little motherfuckers got burners because they so easy to come by now, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's wild because, you know, the whole thing about it is, man, it depends on the motherfucker who's raising the young motherfuckers in order for them to become something other than what they are. But then you got a whole lot of motherfuckers that sit up there and they condone their kids being a fuck up. You know what I mean? Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
because
they taught them. That's the way they taught them to be, and they think they right.
Yeah. I mean, oh,
some
man.
People just trying to survive, though, living day to day and living for the moment.
See,
parents
a lot
doing
of that
it,
is.
They did it.
But a lot of that would be the video, though. Truthfully, you know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean? Now, blacks, they do it because they come from a broken home and they trying to find love. And
mm-hmm.
They find love with their home and hood.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, because it would be a lot of them motherfuckers that be sitting up there and they feel like, well, you know, this is my family. My family don't give a fuck about me, so I'm going to go out here and bang with these cats. And then if your ass get caught up, you'd be like, God damn. Well, man, I'll put something on your books. Nah, nigga, get the fuck
see,
out.
That's what I'm saying right there. That's exactly
hey,
what
man.
I'm saying.
I had some dip pot. When I got out here, some little cats, you know, I took a bunch of my wings. Man, them little joker boy, man, boy, niggas go to your house, and they talk about breaking your car, stealing your car. And they got a shooter outside, nigga. So they tell you to go back in the house. You know what I'm saying? You got to realize, niggas are come. Hey, I know in Houston, niggas surround your whole house. So they doing this in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know. In Houston, they, nigga, them with them swingers. Man, say them niggas. Why? Man, I know some niggas surrounded the whole house with choppers.
Jeez,
back that car
out
the yard. Huh?
My little cousin used to be lying. See, she used to lie about a whole lot, about her status, about this and that, about what she was supposed to be at. And so she came and stayed with us because she actually ran away. But she ran away for some bullshit on the cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about the whole set, sent it walking down our street for her, looking for her, and whatever. So I'm pretty sure we gained our respect that day, because I come to the door, I'm like, what's up? I'm like, who the fuck are all y'all? Oh, we this, we that, we woo to woo woo, we looking for this person and that person. Okay. Why are y'all here though? Why did you bring so many people with you? I'm like, you know, this is my mother's house. This not her house. This ain't your house. Why you got so many people in my mother's yard? I said, don't you have a mother?
Check it out. I'm gonna be real with you, sweet pea. When we was young niggas, nigga, we would drug your ass out and win the house. Shit had to kill. They had to kill us. If we wanted that person that bad, I'm just trying to tell you how stupid we was. You know what I'm saying?
No, they didn't if want my person, house. They wanted my cousin, and he brought
but
listen, everybody.
But yeah,
well,
that's what I'm just trying
house.
To tell you. We surrounded somebody's house. They knocked one of our partners out at the background. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we surrounded the house. Nigga had guns on the porch, throwing bricks. With nigga. Hey, that's what I'm saying. You opened the door for us to come in?
What shit,
like,
man? We
nigga.
Can rather get into a he couple of more. We can pick this shit up.
He get shot, and he knew that.
We
were quiet, man.
We
can
pick this shit up after. We got about 3-6 more minutes. We're going to get into a couple of more jams. Then we're going to come back. We're going to finish it off.
And, you call JoJo a scratch for
huh?
I call JoJo and Scratch for help over there. They get to fucking with me.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do now. Yeah. I'm trying
you
to call somebody
radio,
for help.
Man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let's go. Shit.
For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in. To know it's insanity. Really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately. The thing, I mean, that makes you think you know who you are.
I realized what the danger. All the times I compress my anger. Looking for a better way to flow, to grow. Looking for another way to go. Like walking on a tightrope. Look below, all I see is self-centered cutthroats. You need to roll with your king folks. Only then will you not be a scapegoat. Look at how they act, they know something. What's the first thing they say, let me hold something. Won't give it back to me if I drop something. All in my face, breath coming. How do I take it, I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more, man, I can't even fake it no more. Too much stress on my chest. After this, I'ma have to wear a vest. I gotta represent the West. I'm one of the best, get put to the test.
Honey, what's this black world coming? Matter of fact, middle class, black, bourgeoisie ass, wish I was rich class. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga. Nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, trying to take me by surprise.
I wanna live in serenity, I no longer haul animosity. Tranquility for me, I wanna live at the beach and gaze at the sea. I wanna be immortalized, I want this song to be playing at my funeral when I'm eulogized. Heads pointed to the sky, baby, 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 don't cry. Feel the essence in everything glorious. Live biggie and don't be notorious. Fear ain't a factor to a OG. A whole thing thinking about harming me. Maybe again you get delirious. Too many idle threats now, take it serious. I put it on my loss and guard nine. Stay fly, got my Romeo spell shine. Other day, fool gave me the red eye. Two in his hood now, I know they call him Jedi.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We ask you, we ask you. Now listen.
Brothers and sisters partying and dancing and dancing and dancing and doing the football and the popcorn and dropping pills and smoking angel dust and things.
If it is what it is, it's what it's gonna be. So let them take away your dreams. Don't ever shit where you eat. Don't bring no riffraff round where you sleep. Keep your business in the streets and only share game with your peeps. No razzle-dazz, woody food hustlers. No undercover sucker side buster. Can you comprehend how I'm feeling? I'm willing and dealing, trying to keep from stealing. Whoever that I owe, then you got that. I'm about that player, let me bounce back. I'm a leather mother with a fat sack. King Scratch, sweet Cadillac, pump that. Let me be, let me win, let me fit in. Hit the rewind, play it back again.
The meek
takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit. White girl lovers talking about you's a black brother. Pig feet eat niggas who explain the advantage of integration and talk about how hip birth control is. They're so hip, they can quote Fanon, Mao, Malcolm, Martin, Leroy, and Eldridge playing tough. But the niggas ain't really rough. Cream pie.
Got your back and you ain't gotta ask. You already know I got the strap. I'ma ride with ya. Just give me a call. I'll be out in these streets trying to get rich and ball. Hold my niggas down, let's lock behind the walls. Keep it 100, so it ain't no reason for us to fall. Break bread with my niggas and go hit the mall and cop a fit. No, don't be copping it all. Nearly y'all niggas know I really love my niggas. I caught the 9mm and slug a nigga. Fake friends shake hands and wanna hug a nigga. But on the real, I know y'all don't love a nigga. They be hating, they don't wanna see my dough getting bigger. They rather see me selling dope and pulling the trigger. That's why I stay focused and I ain't no quitter. And forever, Shorty Red gon' stay a loyal nigga. I swear,
me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog. My ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
You say the mission's impossible. In my life, dog, I'm living with obstacles. Riding like Tom Cruise, my dude is paid and they done. Dude is chosen, dog coming straight out of Colton. Showboat niggas posted with the spit in motion. 6-4 hopping like a pitch in motion. My dog Nova showed the red man stay west coast. And I vision way back when we first started to rap. Niggas stay full throttle and hard to the max. We say to ourselves, cats all in the business. Say to your friends in they rap when your life is finished. My niggas ball, never fall. Homie ripping it raw. I know. In the booth getting juice, staying sick in the law. I know. Watch them niggas, it's a hustle, just give me a call. You my dog for life, so I'ma ride all night. Staying true to what we do, getting high on some flight. You my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I
said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
Yo, dog, I got you. Nigga, you my comrade. If you need some money, I'll at me when you down bad. My niggas locked down because the judge said they crooks. So I'ma show them love, hit some money on your books. We ain't forgot about you, we still reminisce. On the days we used to blaze and the days we hit licks. Where trains they get brains from all kind of chicks. And I love you, nigga, not just because you didn't snitch.
Cause you my ASAP, nigga. My nigga gotta pay back, nigga. Way back like Maybach, nigga. The days back, nigga, we own one. Get us some cuss so we can blow some. Door to the game so we never trust no one. We bang that Folsom. Watching the nav rep and chosen to click for life. On the city tonight. And for my niggas block, nigga who ain't living the right. Niggas get jacked and get killed damn every night.
Me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
1 minute of drama, eternity in a coma, till they shut off life support and then it's over. Been sitting sicker than corona, terminal case of pneumonia, same difference, gyro, swarma, donor, a lot of rest and power posts, first 48 hour episodes, me and my niggas do our dirt dolo, so I ain't snitching on myself, nigga, you rocking coke, stay in the kitchen by yourself, nigga, these niggas broke and they hoes too, got envy in they heart, you put them on, they knock you off, pistol whip them, give them a pass, they think you saw, I don't let nobody know how I feel, they manipulated, so I mastered my emotions, that's Islam demonstrated. Drop the top on a Maserati that's ventilated. 12 shots in a dirty revolver that's nickel plated. So when it pop off, I'm over Redenbacher. Lock and load, let him block. I wrap his head and get a doctor.
1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
Yeah, I'm maxed out on all levels, I'm Mad Max. Just 120 enough, it's a lifestyle, welcome to it. Young Razzie, young Gotti, young Wavo. That's a full course wave. Your bitch give me sheep's head, you calling her bae. Cavassier play, titties and yak. Her name Brandy, she talking away. Like where you from though, what brought you this place? New York to LA, you came along once. Baby I'm fortunate, and now I'm forcing, four horsemen. She popped the gloss in, her lips shine, telling fortunes. Yo ma, you played the house way too long. Just give me 1 second of your time, and baby we on. Yo see, cause yo I read it all in your palm trees. You made a summer crowd, fresh push. I judge a woman's worth by her inside. Yo ma, you riding or not? You stuff this coke by your G-spot. And give me top to the beat stop.
1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
My purpose is getting paid in pieces by A nigga. I'm mobbing through A-line, you better get Ray nigga. Try to catch me and end up catching body shots nigga. I'm pivotal with the pistol squad and got him mop niggas. My nigga Nick won't hesitate to follow the eagles and sleepy hollows. The niggas and make them wobble. Hair hunting, bullets ricocheting, double doses. My bitches like your shine seeking your bitches like Rasputin. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. Everything the homies want and need, I supply them. Nigga, that's Scotty, don't even try them. Everything the homies want and need, I supply them. It's like I told the bitch, suck the dick or die trying. Yeah. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
Wait a minute, I truthfully admit it. Never thought I'd see the time of my life when I'm committed. Big fee ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a prison. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big fee falling in love, and I'll be happy. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrades.
400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion. It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
Just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Yeah. Call me every second, you could never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother dies come last, and you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and forever, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a polar grid, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what you wanted.
It made me feel like feel top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909. 237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn it down, Lamborghini
Mercy. Hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the building. Gotta say y'all the names over and over again, so I'm just gonna let y'all in and give y'all some fun. So what are we gonna do? Hey, girl. Oh. Ooh, shit. Look at the motherfucker. Chilly Willy Penguin out that motherfucker. I had to go outside for a minute. Shit, it is fucking cold.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what you waiting for? Get it.
What you mean, get it for what? Get him for what?
Whatever, get it.
Are you crazy? ain't got nobody to get. Shit, I'm trying to, right now, I'm trying to get that cold ass. No, I ain't messing with scratch. I want to mess with this cold ass weather. I want to beat that nigga up.
Man, okay.
Yeah, boy. This motherfucker, it don't know what it want to be. Shit, it was fucking 90-something last week.
They messing with the climate. That's all. That's what they're doing here too.
It's supposed to be 80. I think it was almost 80 today. And it's supposed to get down to about 20 something tomorrow, the next day. Y'all tripping, man.
I know the other day we had a 50 degree difference. It started off at like 80 degrees exactly, 81, and then it went down to 31 at night.
30.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't make no sense.
No, it don't.
But it seems like y'all getting our weather and we getting y'all.
Yeah, you know, that's what they doing. You know, but see, when you can't buy. You can't buy more days added on to your life. You know, it ain't like you can pay $100,000, you're gonna get 10 more years to your life. So when you run the world and you rich, and you one of them people that's running the world and you rich, all you can do, because you know you're gonna die, you can't stop that. So you start fucking with the people who is living, fucking with the weather, trying to make them die before you
shit. Are you trying to get some extras out of the way?
Yeah, that's what they doing. That's all they can do. He said, I'ma die. I got all this money. I run the world. I'ma die. It ain't gonna stop me from dying. So I'ma kill these niggas.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, man, is, you know, because I think the world done shifted. You know what I'm saying? They used to be in one way, and now
they're making a lot of noise with their phone. It'll sound like they eating Cheetos or something.
I'm out the bag, man. Put the bag down.
Motherfucker got some Cheetos.
Yeah, I ate all my Cheetos yesterday. Got some peanut butter pretzels.
Peanut butter pretzels.
Straight out of Island Quarter Tree.
You gonna be taking your finger right around your gums trying to get that peanut butter out.
At the Dollar and Quarter Tree now.
Yeah, it ain't Dollar Tree no more. It's a Dollar and a Quarter Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make sure y'all go to them stores and shit. Any store you go to, the cans and the bottles and all the shit y'all be buying, the bottles and cans and shit, rip that shit all the way off when you get home.
What?
Oh, that shit, man. Especially right. From them 99 cents, they're them rats and shit be in them boxes and shit, man. They be, motherfucker might take a piss on that beer or that Gatorade that you buy, but you can't see it, so you put your hand on it and then you touch your face.
Ah, oh, damn, Real Ali, why you do it like that?
You don't want to pass on that shit. If you will pass on that, if you pass on it now, you will pass.
Man, motherfucker gossip. Yeah, man. The motherfucker, I mean, it's some nasty shit cracking, though, but I don't know. You know, everybody got they pet peeves and how they do things. I mean, hell, you know, I rarely get. I mean, you know, my wife, she always in the Dollar and a Quarter Tree. You know what I mean? When I go on that motherfucker,
you know,
I go and get one thing. Most of the time.
No, that's right.
I go.
You know anything? You said you going there and get what?
I go in there and get fish.
I ain't mad at you.
What?
Fish? What
kind of fish
is this? Huh? Tilapia?
Oh.
Tilapia,
no,
or?
You say a lot of white people at home.
Huh?
So you say a bunch of white people
at home? There's no niggas up around this motherfucker than white folk.
Cause she said, ain't no fish in the dollar store where we live at, Scratch.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't say
that.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, they got, they be having tilapia, they be having salmon. Shit.
So you know what that means? That means that the employees buy it first. That's why I asked.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they be getting they, I know they be getting their issue, but shit. When I go on that motherfucker, that's the first thing I do. I go straight to the freezer. You know, my wife be grabbing all these little whatnots and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I go straight to the freezer every time.
I like the dollar stores be having green bananas. They don't be having no more. And it's like they've been in four rounds already.
Motherfuckers, cause that our little dollar and a quarter tree, that motherfucker got everything in that motherfucker. These motherfuckers at the liquor store, he go to the goddamn Dollar Tree and buy the bread for a dollar and a quarter or whatever, and then go take it back to his store and sell the motherfucker for $2.50.
Mm-hmm. Everybody do that.
I be like, man, what you doing in here? Motherfucker got a whole goddamn carton full of bread. Nigga, you done bought all the bread.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's convenient.
It's a corner store, huh?
Yeah, because we don't, you know, some people, that if they ain't got cars and shit to go over there and get it,
mm-hmm.
You ain't got no choice but to go buy it from the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a hood shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do the coldest one. I walked down there to the grocery store, and man, all the Perrier water, they had the flavored ones and all that stuff. I would clean up, and you know I can't walk back home with that, so I had to take an Uber back home because I bought all the stuff in the store, like all the good stuff.
Them motherfuckers, they, I'll be like, oh, okay. I see what you doing. All that 99.
It's almost 8, Scratch.
Yeah, I know, man. Well, man, we're about to wrap it up. We're going to do a little bit of after hours, but y'all give us a call. We'll be back here on Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad channel. So, you guys, you know, everybody else stay up. We're going to probably put about 10 minutes on some after hours or something. I'm going to have to take my ass in this house and try to rewarm my goddamn self because, nigga, it is freezing around this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After hours is on. All right, what the hell? Now I got to see what the hell's on TV. Nah, but shit. Yeah, these motherfuckers, they do this shit all the time. My wife be always, you know, I see that motherfucker up in the goddamn stove buying the goddamn bread up and all that shit. I'm like, I know, shit. Motherfucker can't get down that way. You ain't got no choice. I told her, the store is called Shop for Less. I told him, I'm gonna build a store across the street called Shop for Less Less. And make sure everything costs cheaper than yours. For real, shit. I'm going to make everything cheaper than yours. I'm going to put a store right across the street.
Bread for $2.50 ain't less.
Huh?
I say bread that costs $2.50 ain't less anyway.
Man. Well, I mean, hell, you going to buy this shit from $4. You making 150% profit.
Yeah, I mean, you're a corner store, convenient anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Especially
right by the projects, right by the project, or any several apartment complex. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I told them I'm going to build a store right across the street from yours, so everything in my store is going to be 50 cents less than yours. Motherfucker, everything going to be less than yours and shit. No, Scratch, don't do that. But if I did have the money, because, you know, because, like, where we live, on this side of town, now, if I put a gas station like around where I live, oh, I'd be rich as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be balling like a motherfucker. Gas station with the little, you know, little mini mart type of bullshit.
Yep.
I'd be balling like a motherfucker.
The little ice cream by the dough.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do snack and grab.
Shit.
And
really,
they used to be on sale. You could get two for whatever, but niggas is funny out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit is, this shit around here, boy. Everybody trying to come up. So, shit, I love to be in this motherfucker coming up, too. Shit. Just wait. Get a dime over lunch money. I'm going to be balling. I'm going to put gas right in the middle of town.
It's so where I used to buy all my bullshit at St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
At the Fonda Food Market with they bitch ass.
Because you got to go. You gotta go a little ways away to get gas. If your ass on empty, shit, you gotta make a little trip in order for you to get some gas. And these motherfuckers out here, they got that thing. They talking about a war probably gonna be between Ukraine and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the motherfucker. I was watching the news earlier, and I seen gas. Out here, they cost motherfucking $6.50.
What? Where is it?
Huh?
California is a motherfucker. God damn, California.
That shit went
up already.
That shit went up already. That shit, the motherfucker was like, you're not going to believe this. Nigga, they was in a part of L.A., and they looked up there, and the goddamn gas was $6.50. And a matter of fact, it was $6.53.
I'm almost seven. Going to seven, huh?
I'm buying a bicycle. Me, I'm bicycle.
Man.
The bus passes, they about to sell out of bus passes.
Man. And look, Kamala Harris said that, shit, probably in the next couple of weeks, that shit going to be up to $9.
What?
Well,
yeah, ain't nobody gonna be driving nowhere.
No. That's good.
Man, that shit is fucking ridiculous. They say he could go from $7 to $9 in the next couple of weeks.
You think about the gas is cheap in Houston. Oh man, Houston gas is cheap in Texas.
Yeah,
Houston,
I know.
Anyway, you got all them goddamn gas plants.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, they talking about some crude oil type of bullshit and this, that, and the other that's going up to like $100 a barrel type of shit.
Well, they always find a way to run the prices up, don't they?
Well, they
kind of way.
They
always some book.
I pay $4.19.
I mean, considering the fact that ain't bad. So I just know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but see, Michael, I got to put the premium gas in there, so I got to put the higher price gas. I got to put the 91
in
that.
That's $4.49.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, man.
You got to drive with JoJo and get some gas.
Man, I'm going to buy me a motherfucking Volkswagen or something. Buy me a bug, nigga. Old school bug.
Better get you a couple of barrels. Get to filling them up right now. A couple
when
of
you
tanks in the back
of the
truck.
Gas station
hey,
over
I'm
here.
I'm
going to
get a Vespa. I'm going to get, hey, get a scooter, nigga. That's that. Hey, 80 cents to fill it up and get you 80 miles.
Right, right. That's the way to win right there.
Hell yeah. My
so
mother
you
needs
tell
something
who
like
bought
that.
They money. The ones who bought they money. They got a little gas icon and with the price on there. Exxon 350, regular. Shell 350, Chevron 350, Valero 318. I don't mess with them. Oh, Shell
yeah,
320.
But you over there, you looking at your thing, you in Houston, where all them goddamn plants at?
Of course
y'all
dead expensive.
That's really expensive, though. No, it's only that price because I'm on Hillcroft and 59. If it, you know, a lot of people don't have cars like that over here. If it was some, man, when I was working, what's that shit called? Over there on the other side of town, that shit was expensive over there in Katy.
Yeah, see, usually, you know, out here in Cali, the gas be higher where you can't really get no gas at. Because if you fucking around out here in the desert, it's places where you could, oh, man, I need some gas. So you got to stop there and pay that high-ass price for that gas. You got to do that shit. You ain't got no damn choice. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be going like another motherfucker 30, 40 miles before you even see another gas station.
I'm talking about, I want to wait till you get the next one. About to break that $100 and get 10 gallons.
You know what I mean?
All I do is buy the gas where I'm at, right? And if it's expensive, I only get like a couple of gallons, and I drive over to where it's cheaper at. Then I fill it up.
Yeah.
You're right. But what you going to do when it's $9 a gallon? Drive to where it's $8.50?
That's when I'm going to start peeing in the tank. Urinating in the tank.
So you ain't got
to. That's when you got to start. Hey, that's when you got to start eating pork chop beer, so we can light it up.
See what these motherfuckers gonna make motherfuckers do, especially if they got the money. They getting ready to start getting motherfuckers to get electric cars. And see, I don't know how that shit works. You know what I mean? I know I be seeing like little places where you, I mean, damn, if you put gas in your car, you just run that motherfucker till it's full and that's it. Nigga, electric car, you plug that electric car up, nigga, you gotta sit there for 2 hours waiting for that motherfucker to charge up. Type of shit.
I thought it was longer than that.
So you trying to say Putin part of the setup? He they playing the game? Oh, damn.
Nigga. Motherfuckers, gas. Nigga, everybody gonna want an electric car. Nigga, if gas hit $10, nigga.
The Kremlin in the game. He in the, he playing. He in the.
But then look at it this
way. He in
way.
The setup move.
He's not paying gas. Now you gotta pay for electricity to charge your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering, like, you know, because people got the, when you get one of them cars, I think they got some old shit that you could take to your house in your garage and charge your car up. You know what I'm saying? What's your goddamn electric bill look like?
Out and about.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to a gas station. They got that little thing. They got them at the mall, too. Little car charging station. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Car
but
charging
now,
station.
But how, I wonder course, how long that shit takes,
just,
though.
Now
work
on
the holidays.
Now you got to use your credit card
on a holiday, though.
Motherfucker be like, yeah, let me get 40 on 2, nigga. And you go and charge your car up and shit.
I heard you got to leave for like 3 hours or something.
Mm-mm.
What you going to do on the 4th of July or the holidays when everybody traveling? You got 100 cars out there. It's gonna
but
be some funny shit.
But you know they got
yeah,
those cars
up.
That take.
I'm gonna call you back. My car about to go dead.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker gotta go. They gotta Google where the goddamn next charger station at. But
but
you know it's like
it's always
they got
be
them
one where Walmart is, Target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got
mm-hmm.
them by Walmart up here.
But
you know what? I ain't never seen that damn motherfucker at it.
How many chargers you got to have to charge the whole country when everybody is traveling? How that shit going to work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they got to charge it up before they go or have a spare battery pack or however the hell they do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Them some cold motherfuckers, though. But see, they don't really want, they want everybody in electric cars, but they really don't want to since they been went over there and robbed Saddam Hussein for all that oil. See, they want to get double for that shit. So they just slowed down the process of the electrical cars.
they had them other cars that was cool because you could put gas in it and have electric. So even if you ran off of gas, it'll be charging up your battery while you're going, like your alternator to keep your battery charged when you're driving your regular car. Now, see, that was the shit. So if my battery run down, my gas is going to charge up the battery
right.
for the electric. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Now, this
yeah, that
is
was
straight
a good idea, too.
Car. Huh?
But no, that was a good idea, whoever came up with that, you know.
Run
like
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, because your car, you would charge your car when you're driving off the gas and then use the electric. So that means you get way more mileage if you run low on gas, then electric kick in. Then if you want to put some more gas in there, you can. You know what I mean? Now, see,
mm-hmm.
that was bomb. See, I think everything now is just going straight electric.
Yeah, they going to probably make them like that, but they going to keep that gas because a lot of them rich folks, again, they got them classic cars, man. They got to have gas. You can't drive an El. They like them El Caminos, man. I seen this rich dude with a clean El Camino. Man, that motherfucker looked like it was a 2020, but I know it was a 66, 67, or 68 because of the body.
Well, rich motherfuckers don't care about
man.
$10 a gallon of gas.
Yeah, clean.
Yeah,
that's how you know they're going to keep the gas, though, because they got real cars. You can't charge up a real car.
Nah, but they ain't gonna get rid of gas altogether. I'm just saying. Nigga, if I pull up in the gas station, nigga, and they talking about $10 a gallon, nigga, I'm be like, yeah, let me have $10 on number two. Shit.
Oh, they just going back how it was back in the gap. You know, when it was a dollar something, you was broke. They had $1.50 a gallon. So I was back in them days. I'd get $2 with a gas, dollar.
Oh, hell yeah, that shit used to be bomb as fuck. Nigga,
you're going to be doing the same thing with $10, though. You're going to be doing it with $10, though.
If I walk up in the gas station right now and say, let me add $2 on number 12, if I ain't filling up a gas can, nigga, I'm feeling embarrassed. Nigga, back in the day, nigga, you put $5 in your car, nigga, you was rolling all week.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go back to mini bikes and Vespas.
I'm gonna give me a moped.
California with that fuck?
I'm gonna give me a moped.
My uncle put $8 in his car the other day, and they got money. I feel like he was just waiting to go to the gas station. He liked too.
Yeah, because that's what we.
I know they got money because he let my auntie celebrate her birthday all month long. And she be throwing birthday parties and going out of town every day for the whole month.
Yeah, because it's a gas station that's cheaper than all of the rest of them up here. So, but it's across town, so that's where we go. You know what I'm saying? To fill up our car. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
all the rest of these motherfuckers, they crazy as a motherfucker. So everybody got their own little gas station that they go to in their little neighborhood or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just don't pull up at random gas stations unless your ass about to run out of gas. Everybody
and that neighborhood gas station too. You like, hell no.
Oh yeah, nigga, we pass up 4 or 5 gas stations before we get to the place where we gotta go and get where we go and get our gas. We ain't getting ready to stop at the first motherfucker. Now, the only time you do that is when your shit is just that low. You know, motherfucker car tell your ass, your gas is low. You need to hit a gas station. Some shit be
mm-hmm.
saying.
Yeah, I used to get that gas at night, because when I leave the hood in the daytime, I don't want to stop. Nigga, I come out clean, got my clothes creased up, you know what I'm saying? Jump in my mama's Cadillac, because, you know, I didn't have a Cadillac. She did. And so when I get in, you know what I'm saying, I'm rolling, I'm fresh and everything. I got the Teddy Pendergrass banging, and I don't want to stop because that's how niggas get jacked.
You know, I said I want to feel up in the daytime and not at night. So that's when you get jacked.
Well, you know, at night, I would go get the gas, you know, a little close to Cobra City, Beverly Hills, Windsor Hills area.
Oh, well, you can hang out. You ain't got a house.
You know.
You can hang out.
Well, you know, I go over there and get the gas, you know, because it's rough when you get the gas on the west side, man. You liable to get jacked, man. So, you know, you be watching your back and shit, you know. Nigga, thank you. Tell everybody ain't got a gun because you don't want to get caught by the police with a gun sometime. You know what I'm saying? So back in them days, you like, man, I'm like, I'm just going to go to Culver City. But sometimes when you go to Culver City, you're taking a chance to get pulled over by the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But we had to do what we had to do, man. Nigga get gas on Sepulveda, drive all the way back down to Jefferson, cross over to La Cienega, back in the hood in Baldwin Hills.
Yeah, and you know, we pulling, down south, we pulling up in the parking lot, hanging out anyway at the gas station. Too many niggas. At night anyway.
Nah, boy, it was some places where you just didn't go out there to get no gas, not in L.A.
Man.
You have to be damn near out of gas before you just took a chance on stopping in some of them gas stations.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
Nigga be like, we're in Manchester, I ain't getting out that motherfucker.
Man, I had to get out over there one time, too, boy. That shit was scary. But you know what? I hurry up, got the gas, and was gone. Thank God wasn't no niggas out there. But you know, one time I hated to get gas was on Crenshaw and Florence in 1983. I got to get gas on Crenshaw. But yeah, right there on that corner, I used to be like, oh, man, I ran out of gas thinking I was, you know, because you know you niggas like to ride down Crenshaw. By the time I get to Florence, my little money, I done ran out of gas. You know, my mama said, you can drive, nigga, just fill the tank up. You know. Oh, man. That was a cold feeling. I heard him got my ass up and out of there, boy. Immediately.
Oh, yeah. You got to bust a move. All that motherfucking, nigga, you be like, nigga, you put that, I put the motherfucking nozzle in the motherfucking thing and get back in the car. I pulled off with that motherfucker still in my gas tank.
So where they ride at in California? On Crenshaw now? What's the area they strip?
The strip.
Boulevard, that's what they say? Yeah.
Motherfucker, nigga, well, I don't know how they do it now. I ain't been down there in a while. I know, nigga, motherfuckers used to always cruise, Sunset, or Hollywood Boulevard, and motherfucking Crenshaw.
Oh, them the two? Hollywood Boulevard and Crenshaw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We used to start from Crenshaw and Wilshire and ride all the way down to Torrance and make a U and come back.
It be packed?
Yeah.
Used to be.
But that's what I'm saying. Even with all the gang banging, it's still like a neutral zone.
Man, it was gang banging town back then. I mean, them niggas was out. Police was scared to go over there too much back then.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, if you went up Crenshaw towards Hollywood, you go all the way up. Then you, once you get down there by on Venice, street called Venice, you go or hit this street, and then you go up to Hollywood. And you go through Hollywood, then motherfucker turn back. But then the motherfuckers start having, like, shit on Broadway, like Broadway in Manchester. You know what I'm saying? So they had like all kinds of.
They wasn't gang banging, catching them in the line in the street.
Hell
on
yeah,
that strip.
Hell yeah, it was gang bangers. You know what I'm saying, motherfuckers? Everybody had their own little special place where they park. Nigga, you ever seen Boys in the Hood?
Right.
Nigga, Boys in the Hood. The motherfuckers was on Crenshaw. Everybody had their own little special place where they kicked it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you from one gang, you kick it right here. If you from another gang, you kick it somewhere else.
Because they were, I mean, first of all, it was too crowded. I mean, of course the motherfuckers got, you know, ignorant sometimes. But, nigga, it was too crowded for you to be trying to bust and think you can run a roll off, nigga.
That's
what I was saying. I was just saying, like, in the strip, because, you know, it's jammed up. Everybody coming down the street. Like, I mean, niggas was just like, okay, niggas just ain't trying to catch nigga in that line. Or they just wait until they get him somewhere else.
Shit, Crenshaw, niggas used to be, to be honest with you, man, quiet as kept, niggas was actually respectful on the show. Now, if you turn off one of them side streets, nigga, it's on.
Okay, get stupid action right there, right?
Nobody wanted to ruin being able to ride through there on the weekends, man, because niggas was liking that shit. So Crips, Blood, whoever you were, SAs, 18th Streets, nigga, it was on. Nobody would do nothing on the show. Mm-hmm. But nigga off of 39th and 54th and 104th, nigga, it's on, nigga.
Nigga 60th, 63rd, all that shit. Nigga, hell no, nigga. And then, you know, then you see, once you got down, like, by King Boulevard, see, that's where all the Bloods was. The Bloods was more up there by King, off of King. If you go to the left, like, nigga, by the Jungles and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the Black Peastones was the only Bloods over there, though. Black Peastones, and then you got Schoolyard, you got Gear Gang Gangsta Crip, then Playboy Gangsta Crip.
That's when you went up further. That's when you went up, like, when you went up there towards Venice.
The only Bloods over there was the 20s and the Black Peastones.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just talking, I'm thinking about the whole Crenshaw. Because then, when you went down there to the low side of Crenshaw, nigga.
Yeah, there's more Bloods, Inglewood. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the families and all them motherfuckers be around there. When you get down there off of Crenshaw and you get to, like, Imperial and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's on. So when you going down Crenshaw, you run through so many different fucking sets. It's crazy.
Yeah, we used to make a U-turn while you get to the end of Inglewood, Crenshaw, say about maybe 90, 95, 96, and nigga, it wouldn't go to the hundreds. If a nigga, you had to be a G to go to the hundreds.
God.
You know, most niggas are turned around at 99. Yeah, they say, hey, nigga, you don't want to go to 104th because, you know, then you're dealing with a whole nother Crip gang. Over there, and them niggas would jack you over there by the, they had a store called the Price Club. You don't want to go too far past Century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go, nigga, Imperial, Century, all of that. That shit was all bad. Yeah, them motherfuckers, all them motherfuckers. IF was around that motherfucker. Who else was around here? Damn,
there's a guy. What y'all hear about Crenshaw today? What's the difference today back then?
Well, shit, I don't know. I ain't been down that
They got cameras now. That's what's the difference. They got cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been down there. I mean, hell, nigga too old for that shit now. But
that's how they caught Nipsey's thing. Because they got cameras over there on Crenshaw and Slauson. You know what I'm saying? So they got cameras everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to trial yet?
Nope. Not yet.
Nope. Shit, nobody want to take that case. They was threatening Christopher Darden's ass for even representing for him for a little bit. They was like, nigga, we going to kill you, nigga.
Because he's trying to get him off?
Nah, he was just trying to take the case. I mean, a lawyer is a lawyer. They going to do what they got to do, you know, to get their little money or to get back in the spotlight or however it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he took the chance.
That was threatening.
He said, shit, I'm backing up off this, man. You know. But who knows what's going on, man. That's a damn shame. That shit happened, what, 2020?
Yep, something like that.
And this nigga ain't went to court yet. Back when we was going to jail, they hurry up with that speedy trial for your ass.
They got to do that. They got a dude in Louisiana, in the hometown. So he got back, it's been about 6-7 years. And they got him on it. He know he did it. I guess, you know, I think that's what they just milking the system. You know, I think that's what they doing. Let them cats out get murdered, let them out in the hood. And they got to fight their charge, so they got to spend money. They don't give them life.
Well,
they don't get all the money they can out of them.
As long as you stay in jail, they making money. Every time you get on that goddamn bus, they making money. Nigga, they'll run your
money. It seems like a lot of people that's really guilty for real, what they did, you know, who hard up, they leave them in there. Because don't nobody want to take them cases, like you said, and by the time when they do bring them to trial, you know, they have done the majority of it and, you know, whatever.
It's not working like that, man. And the murder charges, they already got you on it. So now they letting them out. They let them out in the hood. So you know that's going to cause chaos. There's a chance he might get killed, if not. But if he got to, you know, you got to fight that charge. Now you got to go get a lawyer, and you got to pay to be out. So they're making money. They let you out, they're going to make money because you got to pay to be on parole. You're going to pay to be on bond. If you're on an ankle bracelet, you're going to pay that. You're going to pay that attorney, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Man, them motherfuckers, every day that your ass is in jail, the motherfucking state or the county, wherever you at, they get paid.
Why not put them out on an ankle bracelet and make them pay for that day?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. The thing about it is, them motherfuckers, as long as your ass stay in jail, them motherfuckers is getting paid. Every time, nigga, I remember when I was in jail, nigga, I didn't even have no court dates, and they made me catch the chains just so they could make some money. So I'd be going and sitting in a goddamn courthouse all goddamn day, and I ain't even seeing no damn judge. You could have just left me in the county. Well, wayside, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers could have just left me there. But every time you get on that damn bus, you catch them chains, your ass, they getting paid. They getting money. Yep. So that's what that's all about. And every day you sit up in jail, them motherfuckers is getting paid. So these motherfuckers just sitting up in, there's a whole lot of motherfuckers sitting up in San Quentin, nigga. Pelican Bay.
I wonder how much they pay for you. You get life.
I want to find out.
Look at the books.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they getting paid for your ass sitting up there all that goddamn time. Them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers, every time, like, I think they get $200 or $300 every time your ass get on that bus.
How much you think they get paid the whole Escobar?
Say what?
How much you think they get paid the whole Escobar?
Well, shit, if he wasn't dead.
I mean, not Escobar, El Chapo, I mean.
Oh, them motherfuckers, they got cheese.
How much you get paid the whole El Chapo?
Because the motherfuckers got a... Because the nigga that broke out what, so goddamn it, they got a really locked down on this motherfucker ass, because they think it's a motherfucker, because basically it's the police that let the nigga out when he escaped.
But I mean, in the U.S. now, though, you know, he bought his pilot out for $5 million a piece.
That nigga ain't going nowhere. But when that nigga was in Mexico, that nigga got the fuck out of there. Shit.
Like a couple of times, didn't he?
Yep, that's why the motherfucker said, okay, we're going to bring your ass to United States because your ass ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I said, when they got that nigga, I said, that was a joke. I said, that shit was a joke. This nigga,
He taking vacation.
Nigga, they just gaffled that nigga wife. That nigga wife is in jail.
Right, right. I forgot that she was just on the news, right?
Yeah.
What? Because she was doing the work.
She was doing something.
I forgot why they said they had her for them.
Yeah, them motherfuckers grabbed their motherfucking ass up. And took her motherfucking ass in. Yep. So now her ass in jail too. You're like, damn,
yep.
Boy. Hey,
it's gonna be no more visit.
It's a cold game. Like, I remember it was crazy. One time I went to jail and they had the bus split, so they had the women in the back, and they said us in the front. And they had a cage, like, in between. This nigga saw this girl. They went to jail, you know, for the same thing. I think they was doing some dope charges or whatever. And that motherfucker was like, man, let me switch seats. Man, that's my wife right there. Boy, the motherfuckers was so happy to see each other. Because they ain't seen each other. They see each other when they, not even when they was in court because, you know, they was getting tried separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they don't even let you see them. You can't talk to them. Nigga, we
was
on the
train. There was a co-ed bus? They was sitting outside each other?
It had a gate. So it had the women, and they had the women in the back of the bus, and then the gate, the motherfucker had put us up in there it's like the short part because it wasn't a lot of dudes that was going to court. So they put us in the front and all the girls in the back. And that's so what happened. This nigga saw his wife. I'm like, oh, nigga, that shit was cool as fuck. Oh, man, let's switch over. Nigga, I had to switch over, nigga. And when you want change, I had to have my arms like over to the side. He was over to the other side because I was supposed to sit on the side that he was sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's crazy. But yeah, I'm about to bounce up off this joint. I gotta do a couple of things real quick. Thank God that the damn power didn't go out tonight because it went off like a gang of times earlier. So yeah. So I see y'all on Wednesday. I'm about to do something constructive before I take my ass in this house. It done got warm in there now.
I did give you a couple to cover that urine on the side of you if you get sick.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Goodbye.